Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Friday, baby. Listen, y'all know what day it is. It's Friday, honey. It is, did you feel your feelings Friday? Are you all up in your feelings on today? Let me tell you something. We ain't eating no food today. We done ate everything we needed to eat all week long. Now, we done ate on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, today, Friday. We fasting today. We're going to fast today. Because you know what? It seems to me the more food we eat, the more we're in our feelings. So today is Feeling Friday. We're not going to eat any food. And you probably say, well, it's probably the difference. It's different. It's the opposite. If we don't eat, we're going to be even more mad and angry and in our feelings. Well, listen. Y'all know Easter is coming up and everything. Lent is coming up. So I want you guys to practice going without any food, right? Going without any food. I want you to do this. It's called fasting. Just take a fast. Take a fast and think about things that is spiritual. That's what I want you to do on today. I know you probably saying, girl, you have lost your mind all up in there. No, I'm serious. I want you guys to think about the Lord because Easter is coming, Lent is coming. So, you know, you have to do some cleansing, do some internal and spiritual cleansing. You know what I'm saying? And now listen, only do it for one day, you know. Do it for 6 hours one day. Now think about it this way. When you go and take a test with a doctor and he says, well, I don't want you to eat anything, of course, our face drops. I know my face drops all the time. When they say you can't eat for 4 hours, listen, my face drops all the way down to the floor. And when they tell me you can't eat for 4 hours before you come in, I'm like, well, do you have a 7 o'clock appointment? Because that's not going to interfere with my coffee and my breakfast. Listen, if I don't have my coffee, you better open it up because I'm going to be running out, going to Starbucks or somewhere else because I got to have my coffee. You know what I'm saying. So listen. I said all of that to say this. I got some super bad music on today. Yes, I do. I got some bad music. Independent Shire and artist. Independent artist Judah Lyon is going to be on today with some super hot bad stuff. Broadcast live in the Wind City, my darling. It was pretty nice out today. Yeah, a little chill, but it's nice out. Y'all know St. Patrick's Day is one Sunday and everything. I'm already. Listen, I serve everybody. I love to serve people. I, you know, it's just my nature. I would give you guys, if I had 2 pennies in my pocket, I'd take 1 penny, go buy a penny candy, and give it to a neighbor and say, Happy St. Patrick's Day. That's the kind of person I am. And then, listen, neither one of us will have any candy because they don't make any candy anymore. So we just have to sit out and sing, Kumbaya, 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 Kumbaya. So listen, we just be sitting down singing Kumbaya. And I say, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Y'all ever seen an Irishman sing Kumbaya? I don't think so. Well, I would have to teach them how to sing the song, and then we'll sit down and sing the song together. So listen, broadcast live in the Wind City is 40 degrees on today. It is Friday, March the 15th, 2024, 7:30 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. I've been here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone. You're down to rock my socks. I'm on it. You know I got to push it up to the ATL. Woo-hoo! To the ATL. Look out, big papa, because mama is on the run. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Thank you. I'll give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Cuba Rum. Listen, I ain't drunk no rum. Listen, I know I'm always fired up. You know, my family probably think I'm pretty nuts because they don't know this side of me. And when they do see it, they don't recognize it. state. So listen, listen, listen. They'll get used to it. Listen, all of Atlanta is used to it. So listen, they'll get used to it. I says, what the hell? I'm just going to do whatever I do. And if they got a problem with it, look at me cross-eyed. God bless you and good luck to you. So listen, listen, listen. I got some super hot music. Go say, nah, that was the truth. They not used to seeing me. They really ain't. I've been thinking about this for years. I'm like, you know, I know what I do when I'm not here in Illinois. I already know that, but they didn't know that. So now they find out they're probably looking like that. We don't even know who that lady is. But anyway, listen, I got some super hot music on today. Going to get on down with it in a moment. Come on, engineers. We are high up in here. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Step, 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 step. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. All right, all right, all right. This music is being heard all over the world, my darlings. Listen, I want you guys that's on Facebook, please do use the keyword FierceML. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. You know, I be trying to get it all in. I don't be on that long, so I be trying to get it all in. Listen, it's a couple of things that's going on. If you want to try Gamba Rum, you can try it at cwspirits.com. You can order it. It is now available. You can order it all over, every state, even in Hawaii. If you're in Hawaii and you want to try Gamba Rum, you can order it at cwspirits.com. And at the checkout, use the code BASIC, and you'll get a discount. You get a discount, BASIC, B-A-S-I-C. For y'all that's using too much alcohol, you might have forgot how to spell BASIC. So I'm going to help you out. It's B-A-S-I-C, okay, B-A-S-I-C, B-A-S-I-C. Use the word at checkout and you'll get a discount, right? You'll get a discount. That is so wonderful. Listen, I got some great music, so I'm going to get on into an independent artist, Sharp. Now, this is a cover song by Otis Redding, These Arms of Mine. I was like, wow. You know, this song was made back in 1964. I wasn't even born yet. I was not even born yet. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, let me tell y'all something. I just had a brain freeze. I call them brain freeze and brain farts. People don't understand this, and people don't know about it. So I'm about starting to get tired of saying this, but, you know, sometimes when you've had a brain injury or TBI, a traumatic brain injury, sometimes that happens where you'll have a brain freeze, right? So listen, 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 listen. I was born. I'm trying to be a little bit younger. So listen, the song came out in 1964. So listen, it is Otis Redding. It's a cover song. It's called These Arms of Mine. The artist is independent artist Shar. She just did this one. She just dropped this one. I want you guys to check this out, and it is wonderful. And I do have something to say about the song afterwards. Let me tell you this. These Arms of Mine. Who are you holding right now? Are you holding anybody? Everybody should be holding somebody. Oh, let me tell y'all after the song, These Arms of Mine.
These arms of mine, they are lonely. Thank you. from watching you. And if you should let them hold you, how grateful I would be.
Right now, are you holding somebody? Now, be honest. Are you holding somebody right now? Maybe you ain't holding nobody. Maybe you're holding somebody else's right now. You know, people have a tendency. Oh Lord, well here it comes. Here come a life lesson. Now, you guys know I am a trained life coach by Dr. Monique Carradine. She was an on-air personality at Channel 32 News, Fox 32 News. That was many years ago. She was on-air personality. So she's no longer there. She's in Puerto Rico doing different things now. So listen, I got a life lesson for you. Listen, the name of the song was These Arms of Mine. I was saying, who are you holding? Are you holding somebody that's yours or are you holding somebody else's? Now, just because your arms is lonely and you holding somebody else's, y'all know that don't make it right. But just because you're lonely, you trying to fill that void. Now, listen, let me tell you something. When you do that, I believe in karma. Don't hold somebody else's just because you're trying to feel something for that moment. You know what's going to happen. Don't do something to somebody else that you don't want done to you. That's very basic. It's very simple. Try not to do something to somebody else that you wouldn't want done to you. Now, listen. Say, for instance, you holding somebody else's man or you holding somebody else's woman. And for God's sakes, I try not to do that. When I say I try not to do that, that's my number one rule. I don't want nobody that's married. Nope. Sometimes it'll slip up on you because people will lie. And then you find out later on down the road, you know, hopefully not too far down the road, that they done lied. And then somebody know the person. And then you find out that they're really married and all this kind of stuff. Now, listen, let me tell you this. Don't do that because it can come back around to you. Let me tell you what happened one time. Let me tell you something. One time, I'm telling you this quick story. This is the honest God truth. A girlfriend of mine wanted to get married so bad. She wanted to get married so bad. Her name was Anita. When we were really good friends, going to church together and everything like that, She met a gentleman, and that, my hand to God, this man could quote the Bible from the front to the back. He could tell you every verse and tell you what it means and everything in between. And I said, oh, wow, this guy is pretty gifted. Now, listen, stay with the story. She wanted to get married so bad, but it was something that Anita did not know. And I was in his presence, and when I got home, I failed to tell her what was in my heart. I had a feeling that the man was married. As a matter of fact, I knew he was married. I knew he was married not by somebody telling me. It's called by a word of knowledge. Some people don't believe in those things, but it's absolutely true that he was married, and I did not tell her. I didn't want her to be feeling some type of way. Well, let me tell you what ended up happening. Let me tell you what happened. Long story short, stay with the story. She found out, yes, it was true, he was married to another woman and planning a marriage to my girlfriend. When she found out that I knew he was married, our friendship was broke up. So listen, sometimes things can come around in a really nasty, bad way. So I'm no longer friends with her. She was very hurt because she found out the man was married. I knew he was married by a gift that I have called word of knowledge, right? And so I didn't tell her. Sometimes people that have the gift is reluctant to tell a person that you know what you know. You know what I mean? And so I didn't tell her. And so she got really hurt and very wounded. And she says, I can't see how you would do that. If you knew that this guy was married, you didn't tell me. Now, listen, the moral of the story is this. Don't get involved or entangle with people that belong to somebody else. Now, you can be guilty by association, by not telling a friend. That's what I did. I was guilty because I was in association with my girlfriend. She was with this married man, and I didn't say anything. So really, I was guilty because I had knowledge of a thing and did not say anything. So listen, that's just as bad. So listen, my good people, don't do that. Don't be in the arms of another person. Don't be in the arms of somebody that belongs to another person. That's a terrible thing to do. Yeah, it might feel good right then, but let me tell you, payday is going to be coming. Payday is going to be coming. You ain't going to like it. You hear what I'm saying up in here? So listen, I got to move on along. I have another great song. Listen, this guy, Judah Lyon, I mean, this guy is like a train. He's got a ticket of creativity. His creativity never stops. It's never turned off. He goes into the studio. He does what he do, and he just keeps on churning it out. And it's so amazing. This guy amazes me. He just really amazes me. It's just phenomenal. I want you guys to check out this song. It's called Lyrical Influence. Lyrical Influence. Take a listen. Lyrical Influence.
Life symphony, each note is a melody of time. A heart's beating in perfect harmony, letting a light bright ever so shine. Melodies in time, we inspire. Influence of power so profound, lyrical prowess spreading love all around. Uplifting the hearts, inspiring the minds. Together we rise, leaving all doubts behind. Our words and actions, a force so strong, guiding others where they belong. Have a better outcome in the song of society we rebuild. Planting seeds of hope, time to cope. Hanging from a rope, we bleed. Hearts and souls empowered to believe in the future where we can achieve. Through the words that resonate, through the deeds that inspire. Uplift each other higher and higher. The power to influence knows no bounds. Echoes of silence, the sounds uplifting the spirit and touching lives, creating a world to survive. Influencing the beacon of light, shining so bright, shining out light. Lyrical promise, every rhyme, creating a world so sublime. It's time, pushing through the grind. Together we stand, hand in hand, building the future we all withstand. Challenges we face and the trials is grand. Through the pouring rain, influencing the God in victory stain. Pushing through the pride with the most high. Bow side, lyrical fire, more than just words of power. It resonates and truly empowers. From the depths of the soul, merging the flow. Lost in the rhythm of life symphony, each note is a melody of time. Our hearts beating in perfect harmony, letting the light bright ever so shine. melodies in time. Lyrical fire, more than just words, power, I'm resonating truly empowered. From the dust of the soul, merging the flow, through verses of right, stories are told. Painting the picture of heaven and hell, influence in the heart, shifting perspectives. Through the power of words, becoming a collective. Rhyming with lyrical weapon, shaping the minds. Open up the heart, help us find the rhythm and rhyme. Speak to the sun and victory stain, pushing through the pride with the most high. Bow side, lyrical fire, more than just words of power. It resonates and truly empowers. From the dust of the soul, merging the flow. Lost in the rhythm of life symphony. Each note is a melody of time. Our hearts beating in perfect harmony. Letting the light bright ever so shine. Melodies in time. God in victory stain, pushing through the pride with the most high. Foul side, lyrical fire, more than just words of power. It resonates and truly empowers. From the depths of the soul, merging the flow.
Y'all know what? I am saying, Listen, if you haven't heard anything I said all this year, or all last year, you need to hear this right up and hear what I'm getting ready to say. This guy is fire, and he's powerful. Listen, he's a millionaire music all by himself. He really is. That song is so dope. It is so dope. It's lyrical influence. Let me tell you something. I got another life lesson. I had a client, and I'm still thinking about our session. I had a client on Monday. We had a session, and it was so powerful. The session was so powerful. And you know why it was so powerful? Because we were talking about forgiveness. She was talking about forgiveness. Listen. Lyrical influence. I'm going to tie this up together because guess what? Words are so powerful. People need to be careful with their words. And I'm learning. I'm trying to teach myself not to have expressions on my continents because I am a person that is so serious. Listen, I'm a person that's so serious about what comes out of my mouth. The expression will be on my face. And what that is, when you see a funny expression on my face, the words is in my mouth. But I'm sitting holding the words in my mouth because I don't want to give voice to something that I don't want to materialize. Listen, did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? When you understand how powerful your words are very powerful. If you need to forgive somebody, we were talking about forgiveness on Monday. If you need to forgive someone, you need to forgive them, whether you do it in person, by letter, by phone, or if you just pray and say, God, help me to let this forgiveness go. Let me forgive this person and be done with it. Words are so powerful. The words is spirit. Did you know words are spirit and lyrical influence? He's saying something in the song about lyrical influence. Words are spirit. You understand me? If you understand the word of God, you understand that God created everything by speaking the word. He created the whole world by speaking it into existence. If you understand how words create things, you won't say things out of your mouth that you don't want created in your life. Oh, my God, that was a lesson by itself. So listen. Get this. I want you to get this and understand this. If you do not want something in your life, do not plant the seed of the word by coming out of your mouth. Don't do that. Whether you believe this or not, it is biblically true. It is biblically true. It is sound. It is soundproof. So listen, don't say something that you don't want. A word is a seed. I know people and ministers and things teach on seeds. And when they usually talk about seeds, I'm going to say this, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on out of here. But listen, a seed is more than a financial thing. In the church world, in kingdom, according to kingdom principles, listen, in kingdom principles, a seed is usually something you plant. It is a dollar that you put in the bucket. You know, you're going to plant a seed. But listen, did you know your words are seeds? It is a seed. Listen, your life is a seed. Listen, we are made out of dirt. God made us from the dust, right? So listen, our body, what comes out of our mouth, is a seed. So when you speak a word, you're speaking a seed. And so that thing is being in your life, and it's going to grow up something. Whether you speak positive or negative words, it is the seed that you're planting in your own life, and it's going to flourish and grow up in your garden, in the garden of your life. So listen, don't say something that you don't want. Only say words that you do want, right? Understand me. So listen, that's a really great lesson. So I hope that you caught that. I hope that you caught that. And I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on out of here. And I love this song, Lyrical Influence. So listen, I can say it this way, lyrical influence, your words influence your own life. You can influence your own life by speaking words over your own life, right? You can do that. You have the ability to do that because, listen, it is true. It is fact. It is proven. You speak words, right? Words are powerful. Understand that. Words are powerful. So, listen, I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. But guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.